Ooh, I would really like some paper crafts right now.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, but where would I get them?
I want paper crafts that are an affordable $85 to $105
Yeah.
and abstract.
Hey, have you guys heard about terribleorigami.com?
Terrible. Sorry. Let's do
Okay,
that
that's
again.
okay. Hey, wait, should I be more
No,
enthusiastic?
I thought it was great. I screwed up your momentum.
Hey, have you guys heard about
Terribleorigami.com?
I've heard about that. Also, I just won the Powerball, so I have $1 million.
Wow.
Oh, what are you going to buy with that?
I was hoping to buy something for $1 million from Terribleorigami.com.
Guess what? There is a frog.
Terribleorigami.com?
Puts
Sorry.
OMG in origami.
Home of the brown bag fist.
And the $1 million frog.
Oh.
Totes Recall.
Ooh, welcome to TotesRecall.com, the podcast website where we talk about a movie we don't remember very well. Then we watch that movie and eat cheesy bread with tomato sauce,
okay,
also known as pizza.
Moving on.
And then we come back,
watch the movie.
I feel like you're expressing a different food than we're actually eating.
I think it has to be flat. What?
Is cheesy bread always flat?
If you have like a cheesy bread and then you like dip it in a marinara
sauce.
That's
what you're implying. You just say cheesy bread and tomato sauce.
That's not pizza.
Yeah.
It's like a deconstructed pizza.
Sure.
Some fancy.
You know what's fancy is watching a movie.
And we watched the movie?
We watched the movie.
Of which this week is.
Oh, no. Okay.
We are killing
Can't
it.
Do you remember what movie it is?
We're killing it this week.
My name is Dan.
Wait. I'm me, Dan.
Me, Beth.
Our movie is Aladdin.
Wait, did Molly even say her name?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Ooh.
Okay.
Tension.
Aladdin, the Disney movie.
Yes. About?
Aladdin.
Yep.
I'm willing to hazard to guess that I remember this the least well of anyone.
What do you think the movie is about?
It's about a genie played by Robin Williams.
True.
And a guy named Aladdin.
Also true.
There's a lady in a magic carpet.
Yeah.
Both of those things are true.
And that's it.
What happens?
Dreams come true.
Wishes come true.
Yep, that's it.
You don't, there's no, like, moments you remember?
Nothing.
I remember the two people on the magic carpet flying.
Okay, good.
It's the best song, maybe, of any Disney movie.
Ooh, what song is it? Taking a stand.
Wow.
I can show you the world.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
A whole new world?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
New something, something, yeah.
And we're way up here.
It's crystal clear.
Okay, it's sounding like Reading Rainbow.
Kind of.
Unbelievable sex.
Here we go.
Indescribable feelings. Like that.
Yep.
Okay.
Molly is walking out and quitting the podcast. So great.
Yeah, no, I was actually thinking about how I have almost no emotional connection to this movie at all.
Yeah.
Which is really unusual. So I'm hoping this means I'm going to be floored and delighted.
Right. Or you are going to finally admit on the podcast that you are a robot. Because this movie, I remember, I may be wrong, is a charming, delightful romp through magic and wonder. And subtle racism. Maybe not so subtle racism.
So did you watch it in a theater? When did you
first? Oh, I watched it a bunch. I'm sure I saw it in the theater because it was a colorful thing. That was marketed to children, so I'm sure I was taken to see it in the theater. Then I watched it a bunch more when we got it on VHS, because I enjoyed this movie. Mm. Well, wait, what do you mean,
I guess I'm just trying to place what year...
Oh.
I think I can figure out what year it was because...
Based on your parents' divorce.
No, but thank you for bringing
that
up.
Let's just bring that up. Just open up those wounds.
My parents were well divorced when this movie came out because my high school marching band went through a period where they were always doing Disney for the music.
The pops. Mm-hmm. Hit the pops.
And so I know my brother did an Aladdin show, but I did not.
Okay.
Like all Aladdin?
Yeah.
Just Aladdin songs?
Just Aladdin songs. Oh, wow. And like the color guard was dressed up like Jasmine.
Sure.
And twirling stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Jasmine.
It's the princess.
What I heard is Jasmine.
Oh, yes, sure.
And I was like, what character is Jasmine?
I'm sure at some point that Genie does an impersonation of a famous Jasmine.
He probably does.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So those years when my brother was in marching band, but I was not.
Uh-huh.
We're like 92. I graduated 2000. Let's just do some math.
Let's walk it back.
On the podcast.
Let's walk it back.
96. So it was probably like 94 to 92, somewhere in there.
Sure.
I want to say it was like a 93 movie.
Right.
I think it's 93. I probably saw it in theater.
Okay, great.
And watched it a bunch. I don't know. You watch things a bunch. We also had. Later, we had both Aladdin 2 and 3 straight to VHS sequels.
I did not see 3. I saw 2.
I have all 3 of them as well.
Yeah.
What?
I believe Robin Williams is in 2.
Yep.
And then there's a Robin Williams.
Incorrect. 3. He's in 3.
He
came
back.
That was how they marketed 3, was that Robin Williams was back.
Okay, here's why I... may disagree with that.
Okay.
Is because 2 is enjoyable, I think.
Sure.
I remember it being enjoyable. 3 was not enjoyable.
Yeah, but there are other elements to this franchise that's enjoyable besides Robin Williams.
He's the main thing.
He's like the main draw.
No, the movie's just great overall.
Wow.
This movie's great. I hope.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are already shitting on the rest of the movie, so who knows?
Yes, the other two are not great.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I mean the rest of the movie.
Oh, no, the movie's great.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 was Dan Castellaneta.
Oh.
Who then did it on the cartoon show.
Oh, really?
On the TV, I assume.
Of Homer Simpson
fame?
Wow.
I assume that's where he started the gig, was the second movie. Right?
Interesting.
Because Robin Williams was pissed at them for marketing him so much for the first movie. Like, he agreed to do the voice, but he was like, don't make me the big draw.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This movie came out at a time when you were, like, 8?
I would have been 11 if the 93 bet is right.
8-ish, 9-ish, maybe? Probably.
How do you know so many details about Hollywood at 8 years old?
I don't.
Okay.
What are you talking? What?
Well, you were saying that he was really mad about the way that they publicized it.
Yeah, I learned that later.
Yeah.
When he died, maybe, for example, when we all read retrospectives on his career.
Okay. Jeez.
No, I knew nothing back then except Robin Williams was the genie, and the parrot was loud.
Gilbert
Godfrey. There's a parrot.
I forgot about
that. Iago.
Ah, Jafar.
Oh. I don't think I'm going to like this movie.
Oh,
because of Gilbert
so
Gottfried?
Delightful.
He's a great parrot.
He's a great parrot.
Okay.
Comedic relief.
Yeah.
One of many.
this
ooh, what a super
star
cast. I don't
drama.
Know any of them.
Aladdin is voiced by DJ Tanner's boyfriend.
My wife just mentioned that.
Full House.
When I said what movie we're watching.
I don't know who does the voice of Jafar or Jasmine or the Sultan.
No.
Jasmine dad?
What?
The Sultan.
Yeah.
Jasmine's dad.
This is another Disney movie where mom is not around?
Yep.
Correct.
Oof. Disney.
I know.
It's like all of them, right?
It's like they only want to draw one parent, so they
maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, they don't want to model another female character, so they're always just like, just put a big beard on one of them.
And Aladdin has no parents, because he's a street rat.
Yes.
Riff raff.
Yes.
I don't buy that.
Wow. Wow.
Let's talk about the movie.
Okay.
So, I think it opens with him, like, stealing bread and stuff, right?
Yep.
Like him,
oh, no.
Him being
it
an
opens
orphan?
With Arabian Nights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's like a narrator, right?
Yes. So
for only for that scene, though.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then is that one that's like a diamond in the rough? I remember people talking about a diamond in the rough a lot. That... And me watching and being like, I don't understand what that means.
Right.
I know a diamond is a valuable thing. In what rough?
Uh-huh.
I still am not 100% sure what, like how to unpack that phrase.
Sure.
Like you're out in, you're golfing, and then you knock your ball in the tall weeds, but you find a diamond instead?
Yeah. Well, the ancient Arabian world invented golf, as we all know.
Yeah.
So. I think the rough means, like, the rocks and stuff,
oh, sure,
right?
Because like
the diamond
stone?
Is, like, embedded in the
oh,
side
yeah,
of the
yeah,
cave.
There you go.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
That does make
in
a lot of
weeds.
Sense.
Diamonds in tall weeds.
Not as good as the phrase, either.
Sure.
A diamond in the tall weeds. Because, like, as much as it'd be hard to find still, but, like, it still wouldn't be that much effort.
To find a diamond in tall weeds?
But, I'm saying, like, once you had a general idea of where it was.
Depends how big the diamond is.
Well, it depends what kind of weeds they are, too, sure. But I'm saying, like, if you have to get into rock versus a pile of weeds, the labor is still way less for the weeds.
Sure.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Right?
I'll buy that.
You can just burn those weeds if you wanted to. Diamond's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Can't true. Burn the rock.
Can't blow up weeds? I guess you can.
But that's the cost effectiveness of blowing up a bunch of long weeds.
Cool. So we cut to Aladdin being an orphan,
stealing
stuff stealing with his best bro, Abu.
Abu.
Yeah.
The monkey.
He's a tiny monkey.
Matching vests, right?
Matching vests?
Right?
He has a matching vest, and he wears a little hat.
A little fez.
Yeah, he has a fez.
Indeed.
He's adorable and a scamp.
Yeah.
He steals bread. He
steals bread. Oh.
Oh, he's about to get his hand cut off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it's either...
Well, she's about to get her hand cut off. Jasmine is dressed up. Wait.
Sure. Probably.
There's a... In the song, there's about getting
ahead,
the hand cut off.
Yeah, ahead.
Is that the Arabian Nights song?
I think that's Arabian Nights.
And maybe they edited it so you're not going to get your hand cut off. Or they cut off your nose.
If they don't like your face, it's barbaric.
Yeah.
I think they cut out the barbaric part.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
We'll find out.
That's your racism, right?
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that, like, they only kind of tried to make any of the characters, like, any of the main characters look like they're from that part of the world. You know what I mean? Like, all the guards look like stereotypical, like, Arabic dudes with mustaches and fun hats.
Mm.
But, like, if you look at, like, the character model of, like, Aladdin and Jasmine, they're sort of, like, darker white.
Yeah, they're
but they're still
Caucasian.
Very, like, European in their features.
Yeah.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
Maybe this...
And her dad is, like, doesn't look at all like a...
I thought he was, like, kind of like a fat dude. Is he not
like
a
yeah,
fat
but that's
kind of
it. He's just like a ball with a white beard. He basically looks like Santa Claus.
Oh, that's fun. And Jafar is his advisor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He has a title that's a weird word I never understood as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to...
Commodore. Nope.
Vizier.
Oh.
Right?
That sounds good.
Dan's best.
You want to bet with it?
Jafar is the vizier. I have no idea what that is. It probably just means advisor, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
And he's also a wizard.
It's
what?
Advisor.
Like it's just short for advisor?
Wait, is he a wizard? I thought he only became a wizard after he got
his
hand on Dead
Lamp.
He
has no powers.
What?
He wishes
yes,
to
he
be
does.
A wizard.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Not until the genie grants
he
his powers.
He hypnotizes the fucking Sultan for like the whole movie.
Because he gets powers from the genie.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If he got the powers from the genie, that means he'd have control of the genie for half the movie. And the whole third act, the point of it is that he gets control of the genie. He's just a low-level sorcerer.
But one of his wishes is, like, I want to be
the most powerful. Exactly.
So like
that's different.
I don't think he has powers.
I don't think he has powers.
Guys.
I'm taking a stand. I'm double Bething down
fine.
On this.
Yep.
Fine, great.
Power, no power. Molly, you want to weigh in on this?
No.
because he does that thing and he makes him eat crackers. Like, no, Iago makes him eat crackers.
Yeah.
Because the Sultan always feeds the parrot crackers.
Yeah. Yeah, he feeds him crackers when he's like chained up to a wall after they've taken over the kingdom.
Right.
That's different from hypnotizing someone.
I don't think he hypnotizes him prior to that moment.
Why would you need to hypnotize someone if they're chained to a wall?
Again, is this a children's movie?
Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just remembered in elementary school, we were, we must have been doing something about storytelling or something about writing, some kind of writing exercise. And everyone in class was supposed to write about discovering a magic thing and a genie coming out, right?
Sure.
And this was soon after this movie came out. And, like, I remember as a child being so disappointed in the storytelling capabilities of my peers because at least half of the class had, like, they basically just, like, cribbed the genie discovery scene from this movie into their own story about discovering a genie.
Mm. Which is...
Doesn't Jafar send Aladdin to go die?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like, go...
He is dressed as a beggar or something,
yeah,
right?
Like a creepy old man.
Yeah. Oh. No, he's dressed. He's dressed like it. He has like a crooked cane.
Yeah, and the parrot is his hump.
Oh.
Yes.
It's fun.
That does sound fun.
Uh-huh.
And so he's like, hey, Aladdin, what... Aladdin gets captured for looking at Jasmine?
Or something.
No, Jasmine is in
marketplace?
Leaves the palace,
okay.
Goes to the marketplace, takes an apple to feed a small boy, and one of the sellers or whatever grabs her hand and is about to chop her hand off, and Aladdin swoops in and saves her.
Oh, yeah.
Then they're like, in, sorry, Gertie. Okay, the dog just made a sad noise. It's fine, Gertie.
Yeah, Jasmine's fine. Yeah. I mean, she turns out.
Then they go into, like... Aladdin's cave thing, and from his window he can see the palace, and he talks about how great it would be to be in the palace, and she's like,
it's okay.
Not that great.
You and I both know, fellow beggar, that it's not that great.
Right.
Then you guys are saying beggar?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Keep going.
Street rat.
Got it.
Riff raff.
I don't buy that. Okay.
Yeah, so he gets thrown in the dungeon for whatever reason.
Oh, yes.
And then Jafar... goes down there. It's like, I'm just going to take one of these poor saps in the dungeon.
Does he have, like, a prophecy or something?
Ooh, yeah. Because he's a sorcerer, he uses a magic thing to find the diamond in the rough, and he sees Aladdin in a vision. It was like, we need that dude.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dan on that bet.
Oh,
boom!
Wow.
Yeah!
I think he's probably right, but I'm holding fast.
Yeah, I don't think he's a sorcerer.
Yeah, he needs him to, like, get into the thing. The weird, the cool, like, panther
Why
cave.
Does he need him?
I can't
just,
remember.
Like, pure of soul or
something?
Something
like that.
Or just, like, a young dude?
Because doesn't he try to send another... Because he tries to send another dude there, doesn't he?
You can only go in once or something.
Yeah.
Or,
that's it.
It, like, collapses if you try to steal the diamond.
If you try to steal anything.
Anything except the lamp. Maybe. Or anything?
Yeah. Wait.
Because he's, like... So he's in there, and there's, like, so much gold.
Ooh, yeah, I think you can only take the lamp, but then Abu takes something.
I think you can
take
anything except for the diamond in the rough.
No, he's the diamond in the rough. No,
Aladdin's the diamond.
Aladdin is the diamond.
There's a
in the
diamond
rough.
In the rough. It's like a red diamond.
Does Aladdin. It take one diamond to know another?
Ooh, maybe.
I'm guessing.
He,
really.
It's like a
he
take a diamond, leave
to
a
go
diamond.
Get the lamp, and he goes and he gets the lamp, and he's about to leave, and this is where he also meets the magic carpet.
Yeah.
And he sees, like, oh, maybe?
No, I think Abu sees the red diamond. He's like, that's probably an apple. I'll eat it.
Or I think he's more like, I'm a greedy, poor monkey.
Yeah. I think you can actually
Abu understands capitalism.
Big monkey
like a
eyes.
Big ruby. Yeah.
And then he goes and takes it, and then everything starts collapsing.
Yeah.
And they jump on the magic carpet.
And
they escape.
Like, fly out of there all
like,
cool.
Ooh, and that was like one of the first like CG spectacles.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Or like the fallen treasures?
Well, and like the carpet, they think, was like a CG thing, you know? Like
yeah.
Like the fluidity of...
Oh, sure.
Whatever.
And then he almost doesn't make it out, and Jafar's there, and he's like, give me the lamp, and then I'll pull you up. But really, he's not going to pull him up.
Right.
He's just going to be like, you can die.
Oh.
But then he still makes it out?
No. He thinks he gets the lamp, but then Abu steals it back because he's a master thief.
Yeah.
So then he releases the genie, and then they're all like, we should not be in this cave anymore.
Never had a friend like
So then the genie takes him out of the cave. And then they hang out and they become bros, and they talk about girls, as bros do.
Yep.
And then the genie's like, hey, maybe I can help or whatever.
But the genie can't do three things.
Right.
Can't bring anyone back from the dead. Make someone fall in love with you.
Ooh, a bummer.
Or kill anyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Sure. And Aladdin basically just wants Jasmine to fall in love with him.
Well, she thinks, he thinks that she wouldn't even look twice at some poor street rat dude, yeah.
So he has to pretend to be...
Prince.
Prince Ali. Ali. Yes, it is.
Oh! That's right, there's like a big parade.
Can I just point out...
I'm so excited for
can
this.
Can I just point out that, like, for the entire recording of this so far, Molly has just been, like, the polite aunt. Just, like, listening to the stories.
This is ringing a bell. Have you maybe not seen this movie?
Ooh.
I have definitely seen this movie, but just once.
Yeah.
And I was a little older than you guys when I first saw it, so it did not have the same resonance, to
Ooh.
Be fair.
Speaking of, a little housekeeping. Mm. I've been asked by my wife to make a public statement. that I may have misrepresented her a bit during our special Star Wars bonus episode, in that it's not that she dislikes Star Wars, it's that she did not see them as a child, and so they did not carry the same magic and wonder that maybe many others would. However,
unlike Home Improvement, where she knows who DJ is.
Yeah, apparently. however, we rewatched the movies before seeing the new one, and she enjoyed them, and she enjoyed the new one even more. So she is totally cool, nerds.
So he comes in as Prince
Gosh,
Ali.
This movie is so long.
It's not. It's probably like 82 minutes. It's a kid's movie.
I feel like the second half, Molly is going to be like, that was delightful.
Yeah,
I don't
you're
know.
Turn around
there are
movie.
So many great animals in this movie.
Ooh, there are.
Yeah.
And they're all unharmed.
Let's
mostly.
Run down the great animals in this movie.
Oh, man.
Abu, Master Thief, and Lovable Scamp.
Yep.
Iago, the trash-talking parrot.
Gravel voice, trash-talking parrot.
I would argue the flying rug occupies an
Absolutely.
Edible role.
Absolutely.
A lot of personality. There's elephants.
There's Jasmine's tiger. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Raja,
maybe?
I have another segment.
Do they make it past the Bechdel-Wallace test? Do
the
two of them talk?
The monkey and the tiger? Or
no, the tiger and Jasmine.
Tiger's
sure
a dude.
Sure, it doesn't pass.
And the tiger's a dude, too?
I think so, right?
Her best friend is a dude tiger? Really? They couldn't make it a girl?
Is it ever, maybe it's not made clear.
I think it's unclear.
Does she not have any girlfriends?
No, because she's trapped in that palace with her dumb old dad.
There is a moment where a bunch of ladies surround Aladdin. They might say something to each other.
Yeah.
They're probably talking about
her name.
Yeah, I don't think they talk to each other about like what they did that day.
Right. Or like their dreams, their hopes and dreams.
Like, what are your aspirations?
That'd be a great Disney song.
That would be great.
A bunch of young women singing about what they want to do with their lives.
That's true.
Speaking of the tiger,
yes.
Another segment in Dan in Dirty Things in Disney Movies, which are maybe or may not be true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I believe the rumor about there's a scene where Aladdin is like on the terrace Jasmine is also there, have I? And there's like an audio, like he says something under his breath, and it sounds like kids take off your pants.
Or something
like that.
Yeah.
And I played it a bunch of times, and I think it's true. But
that's just, like, confirmation bias, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a point in the script, there's, like, a line right before that, like, in the script. And I've never really, like, looked at the script and seen if it lines up. But I feel like, why would they put that in there? That's
they're
so
weirdos.
Weird.
Perverts. Weird, pervert weirdos.
They're pervert weirdos, but so far, none of the things that people are like, oh, they're perverted, are ever true.
Except for the pornographic
that's real.
Frame.
That's
in
real.
The
okay, I have seen
Rescuers.
That. Yes,
that's probably that's the real. Only one that's real.
Probably. And then that, like, begot this rumor mill.
So eventually, does Aladdin, what does Aladdin use his wishes for?
First, he gets out of the cave.
For more wishes.
You can't wish for more wishes.
Oh, that's the third one.
Ooh, maybe.
That seems
so
right.
So the killing thing is not one.
No, that's totally one. Because Jafar would have told him to just kill people at the end.
But it's a Disney movie, like you said.
Yeah,
so
but Jafar is the villain.
But Jafar wants to be in control, not just murder everybody.
Yeah, but he would kill Aladdin, right?
I think he tries to kill
Aladdin.
I think
there's four things he can't do, then.
Okay.
Because he can't kill people, he can't raise the dead, he can't make someone fall in love with you, and you can't wish for more wishes.
I feel like the Wish for More Wishes is one I feel decent about. So I'd like to make a bet, please.
He lops off his own head as an example that he can't kill people.
Oh,
he has a fun way of demonstrating all the things he can't
do. That character montage is delightful.
Oh, right?
Robin Williams does a tour de force of impressions, and the genie morphs into the different ones.
Yeah, and it's great that he's doing impressions of all these celebrities that won't be born for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Okay, so out of the cave, one.
Yeah.
Be cool man Ali.
Prince man.
And then what's the third one?
He wishes that the genie is free.
Right.
Oh.
Because that was their deal.
Because he makes those two wishes. Jafar gets, like, possession of the genie within those two wishes. And then his last wish, when he gets the genie's returned to him, is like, I wish you to be free.
And it's very heartwarming.
And then there's, like, a very, like, amazing moment at the end.
And they love each other.
There's a real moment at the end.
Turns out he just goes to Disney World and then comes back and they hang out and Return of Jafar.
And it was always weird to me, even as a kid, that in the later movies and the TV show, or maybe just in the TV show, I don't remember, but, like, the model for, like, they didn't change the model for the character, so, like, he's still wearing his little wrist shackles all the time, even though at the end of the movie there's this very symbolic moment where his shackles, like, magically come off because he's free.
Yeah.
But then I guess he just wears them for fun, like, he likes the look of them.
Well, if it's by choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's weird, too,
kinda,
right?
They look kind of like bracelets.
I guess.
Sure, but they symbolize his... Yeah. Maybe it's to remind him of the hard times.
Ooh, sure. So he can be more appreciative of what he has now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
What are Jafar's wishes in between? One is most powerful sorcerer, right?
Yes, correct.
He wants to be Sultan. Sultan is the first one.
Yeah, I think he just... It's all about hubris. He just... He keep wishing for more power. So he's like, I'm going to be Sultan. I'm going to be the most powerful sorcerer. And then Aladdin tricks him.
Oh.
Into being, he says, like, the genie is vastly more powerful than you could ever be.
Oh, he's like, I wish I was a genie.
So then he's like, I wish I was the most powerful genie. And there's a very cool animation moment where he gets all Mount on whatever in Fantasia, except a genie.
What?
Like the.
Oh, Mount Doom?
No, what is that called?
Not Mount Doom, that's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it is.
The one with
Night on Bald Mountain.
Yeah.
He, like, it's like the same kind of deal, except a genie, where he, like, gets all big and cool. And fiery.
But then he's, like, in a shoe or a lamp or something.
Yeah, he's still got a lamp.
I'm going to... My bet is a lamp and not a shoe.
I'm also going to... I'm going to double bet on lamp.
All right, well, we'll see.
I mean, I would love it if it was a shoe. Oh, boy.
Cool. Can we, as we did with our last Disney movie... Oh, Happy Valentine's
Day. Oh, right.
Oh.
It's our Valentine's slash
it's a romantic
Disney.
There.
It's romantic.
Yes.
There's a love story happening.
Yeah. There's several love stories.
As we did with our last Disney movie, can we name all of the songs?
Ooh.
Arabian Nights. Then there's the one where Aladdin's in the village.
I'm a street rat or whatever.
Oh, a street rat. Riff raff. I don't buy that.
Jumping around. There's like the jump around song where he's like running away from the guards when he's stealing bread.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Isn't that Arabian Nights?
No, that's the narrator.
Well, isn't he like introducing the town? Like,
no, but he's like, he's at night. His whole thing is at night. And he's like, oh, hello, viewers. Let me tell you about the story of whatever. And then it cuts to daytime and Aladdin's doing his thing with the monkey. And then he sings about like one jump, something to dump.
Get a bad, bad, bad. That's a different song, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a part where another prince, like, is on an elephant, and, like, they're in a parade, and he, like, makes fun of Aladdin.
Okay. During the one jump ahead of the bread.
No, I think...
Ooh, right! No, because that's, like, a whole plot thing, is the law of the land is that the Jasmine has to marry a prince.
Oh.
And they're trying to find suitors.
A prince, yeah.
So that's where he's...
And so he comes in as a suitor, and he's, like, really egotistical and not nice. And she's like, I don't like you.
You're dumb.
He's like, but this is how princes are.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they've always been rude to me.
Yep. Oh,
class.
Oh, you guys. Yeah. It's a lot to unpack in this movie. Molly's going to love it.
Ain't never had a friend like me.
Right.
Does Jafar get a song?
I don't know.
I'm an evil dude.
Definitely A Whole New World.
Oh, yeah. That's the best song.
Prince Ali.
Right.
My friend and I used to sing A Whole New World in class in high school.
In class?
Yeah.
Like randomly?
Yeah.
They interrupt the teacher?
When we were like doing other stuff. Oh. Probably in like physics or something.
Sure. Oh, when you were trying to build a magic carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Shee.
Hey.
Oh, wait. You already wrote down Prince Ali. Okay. Yeah.
Does Jafar sing a song?
Seems like he should.
Don't the villains usually have like one? Yeah. Where it's like their I'm a bad guy song.
And Jasmine should get her own song too, right? Have a song.
Should they get Gilbert Godfrey to
She
sing
gets
a song?
In on a whole new world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And probably Street Rat? No. There's like a sad part to Street Rat.
Yeah, I don't know. Does she have like I'm sad stuck in the palace song?
Sad stuck in the palace. I don't know.
Somewhere
right. It is every time.
That's so nice. I don't know.
We're gonna have some song holes on our song betting sheet.
Sorry, guys. I'm so sorry, listeners.
Some people are so mad right now.
Some people are very mad right now.
Molly, what's gonna be your favorite part of this movie? Based on us excitedly talking about it, while you think about something else so you don't have to listen to it, what do you anticipate being your favorite part of the movie?
I'm hoping it's something with the genie and the monkey together.
That's a good bet.
Yeah.
That is a solid
bet. Hijinks?
Yeah, some hijinks. Cool. I feel like my memory of this movie is it like a 2 or a 3 out of 5 maybe.
What's
maybe
our
two
scale?
Or three lamps.
Ooh, good.
That's a great one.
Magic lamps.
Magic lamps. But I'm hoping to come out of this with like a 4.
Sure. I think
just
we all
based
are.
On your enthusiasm. Although I'm starting to wonder if it's gonna be those things where other people are so excited about a thing and then you watch it and you can't live up to that excitement level.
Sure.
So maybe it'll be more like a 3. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to start at a 2, hope for a 3, and in my heart of hearts, hope it's more like a 4.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Complex.
What are you, Dan?
Boy. I really liked this one as a kid. But I'm wondering how much it was just because it was, like, bright colors and, like, a silly shape-shifting blue thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this was definitely, like, peak Disney of the 90s. Like, this was, like, considered part of their, like, their comeback. Like, they're back. And I'm wondering if it'll hold up as well as my childhood memories would like it to. So I'm going to put a hopeful 4. Mm. I'm going as all in as I usually can go on this show.
It's always tentative.
Yeah. But a tentative 4. I usually try to lower my expectations so that I'm pleasantly surprised. Now I'm preparing myself for a downfall.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, 4 lamps is 12 wishes. So
oh, my God. Oh. Wow, you're right.
Oh.
That's a lot of wishes.
A lot of wishes.
I can barely even decide, like, what flavor of ice cream I want when I'm standing at the grocery store.
You could wish that you are always decisive.
I wish there was only one ice cream.
Oh, no.
And it was my favorite.
But then you have to decide what your favorite is.
Oh, right. I just figured he'd use his, you know, like, with the genie powers.
Mine is vanilla.
He'd just know.
Ugh. Boring.
God, I hope you never find a genie.
It's not boring. It's vanilla a flavor bean. Like anything else.
No. It's like a
it's
base
not like they,
flavor.
It's not like they make vanilla ice cream and then add things to it.
Right. Yes,
that,
it is.
That's not how ice cream works.
Mostly.
Vanilla gets bad rap. It's the best flavor.
If you get, like, a good vanilla ice cream, it's amazing.
Tweet at us, all my V fans out there.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag all my V fans. Oh, I bet that already exists.
Beth, what do you think?
Okay. I loved this movie as a kid. It was in heavy rotation at my household because I had several Disney tapes that I would just watch over and over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be, I think it's an enjoyable movie. And I think also nostalgia is going to come in. So I'm going to say 4.5 lamps.
Oh, wow.
What?
That's,
that's
how many wishes is that?
Too many. All right, Dan, what about you?
I also think I'm going to enjoy this movie a lot. It's great. Lion King I might prefer that one in this block of Disney movies.
Yeah.
But Aladdin's a close second if Lion King is number one. Which I don't know.
We'll find out next Valentine's Day.
Next Valentine's Day, maybe.
No promises.
But this one's great. It's got a lot of lovable scamps, vests.
Ooh, yeah.
Stealing bread.
Hats.
They made a great video game out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Super Nintendo.
I have the Genesis version.
I think Super Nintendo.
They had, like, an Aladdin, like, handheld game that was, like, you know, it's, like, black and white pixels or whatever.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
So, and a whole new world I love. I'm going to go 4.5 as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone.
Aladdin. And with that, we're going to hit pause and go watch Aladdin. We'll be right back. And we're back. We've just watched 1 hour and 30 minutes of a pretty good movie, Aladdin.
Charming Disney masterpiece.
Molly just right out of the gate, setting the bar.
Molly, the whole time, was just like, either, this, every time I looked at Molly, that she was doing one of two things. Looking at your phone, or sitting with your arms crossed, sort of staring off into space.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you did for the first half of the podcast recording also.
Right. Molly loved this movie. She loved this movie, she loves this podcast, and she loves all of you, listeners.
Sorry it's not Apollo 13.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting that.
Although
right
there, was
the
some, there was a, some like
there was some
proto-rocketry happening in this movie.
He goes up into space.
Goes up into space. He launches a palace tower like a rocket at one point.
Yeah. Does anybody run out of oxygen? People are cold.
Well, they ran out of oxygen underwater.
Underwater, which is just like astronaut training.
Yep. So this movie's pretty
Jasmine much... is suffocating under sand.
Ooh.
That's true.
That could happen on Mars, I bet, in certain situations. Right?
Yeah.
They have sand. Probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mars.
Dust.
Mars
dust.
Mars dust.
Yeah.
I bet it was Mars dust in that
He like took Mars...
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question about that sand thing.
Okay.
So...
Wait.
This
we
is,
should
is
clarify.
Too far?
The sand thing is Jasmine being trapped in a giant hourglass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She's trapped in a... hourglass. And at one point, the sand just rises around her.
Right.
But because sand is solid, it's not like water where you would actually drown. Because it's solid... As the sand fills up, wouldn't you just be standing on it?
Well, if she kept moving, maybe. But she would have to move her feet. Otherwise, it would just...
Yeah, so why isn't she moving her feet?
Well,
instead, she's just waiting for the sand to suffocate?
Well, I mean, I think she... I mean, eventually, the curvature of the glass would make it that she still wouldn't have... She wouldn't have anywhere to go. So she'd either get crushed up against the glass or surrounded by the sand.
Maybe it's like an avalanche where as it lands with the force of gravity...
And it's a fine...
It cements into...
Right?
Yeah.
Like a fine grain?
I don't know. I did find that for too much of that sequence, she was standing directly under the sand.
That part was weird, yeah.
And I felt like, I don't know, just intuitively, we've already established she's very smart.
Yes.
In fact, I was very impressed that that was the first thing Aladdin points out.
Quality number one.
Yeah. Quality number one is smart.
Yeah.
He has to even be prompted for her physical appearance.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
She's smart and fun.
Yeah.
And then the genie was like pretty because the genie, of course, only cares about looks.
Yeah.
Well, he's from another time.
Yeah.
Well, he's been trapped in a thing for 10,000 years. So he's probably just like, I got to see some pretty ladies again.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like when you work at a boys' summer camp.
Yeah.
And then you finally venture into town.
Right.
And everybody's like, whoa, Target checkout girl. You got it going on.
Is this you?
Hypothetically.
Are you speaking from
this you?
Hypothetically speaking. That's like the genie.
Okay. Speaking of the beginning of the movie.
Great.
Animated opening.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
I think we were pretty right on how the movie starts, right?
Yeah, with the storyteller guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll tell you a tale.
I actually forgot that he had the lamp. Like, I knew that he started telling the story. Yeah. I did not remember why he was telling the story.
I forgot that he was, like, at a market, and he had all those little jokes with, like, the Tupperware.
Yeah.
And a hookah, which I didn't know. I didn't know what that was when I was a kid. And there were a lot of things like that where I was like, oh, I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Until
I found a lot of
feeling
the,
of it.
A lot of the, like, cultural references went totally over my head.
Yeah.
At the time. Like, yeah, like, the hookah thing, I thought that was just, like, a weird vase.
Yeah, me
when
too.
When I was a kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that he played with the fourth wall, right?
Yes.
So he
literally
breaks the fourth wall. And then, the camera zooms in too much.
Smushes him.
Yeah, which is nice. Yeah. I don't know that other animation that I remember did that before this one.
Yeah, this one's pretty goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I mean, beyond even Robin Williams, who's a goofball.
Yeah.
Not sub goofball. Like, the rest of the movie's
pretty goofy.
Got kind of a goofball sense to it while still having real talk.
Yeah, a little bit of real talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was great. Arabian Nights, right? Opens with Arabian Nights.
I think they did. I think what it was, now that I've heard the song again, it's not that they changed the line, "It's barbaric." It's that they changed the line before it about cutting a dude's face off.
Yeah, they completely cut that line
out. They changed it to, like, "It's really hot here," yeah, or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Instead of where they cut off your...
something.
It's like nose to... it's not nose to spite your face. That's just a saying. I think it's they cut off your nose if they don't like your
something
face.
Something like that.
Yeah.
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 Something like that. Or ear. Nose. Let's say nose.
Let's just go with nose.
Tweet at us.
Ooh, yeah.
At Totes Recall.
What with that racist lyric?
Yep. Great. Great.
Or whatever.
That's part of the... hashtag.
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
If you don't include "or whatever," we won't read it.
We will not read it. You get no likes from our account.
It's funny that it's funny that the allusion to barbarism was kept in, though. Like, people were like, "Hey, that is a narrow-minded like look at our culture." And ooh, you're right. Sorry.
They changed the line to be about weather, right?
Yeah. Oh, so like the weather's barbaric?
Yeah. Barbaric? All right. Say that?
Yeah. Yep. All right. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
They only wanted to pay him one new line. They didn't want to
pay $1,000 a line. Probably more than that. This movie came out in 92.
Boom.
Yeah.
I, as the only one who guessed, was off by 1 year, but closest.
Yes. You win.
I win. You did.
That is just how much we believe in your time telling by divorce timetable.
Right.
That was by marching band.
Oh, right. Molly, you keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
God.
We didn't look up who was in 2 or 3.
No. No, we did not. No, we did not.
Or if DJ Tanner's boyfriend was in this.
Oh, he was.
That was totally what it was.
He's the voice of Aladdin.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. Okay, cool.
I mean, we didn't even have to look that up. I know that's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a Beth fact.
Speaking of nothing. I don't know where I'm going with segue. I was impressed with the... oh, I guess of, like, not understanding things the first round through.
Yeah.
The like, vocab game of this movie was pretty high.
Yeah, yeah.
They dropped nom de plume in there. Genuflect.
Yeah. It must have been the songwriters showing off.
Fleck?
Genuflect, I think.
Yep.
What with dat and T, or whatever.
Yeah. Quick update.
Yes.
Homer Simpson is the voice of the genie in the second one.
Oh. Boom!
And then Robbie Dubs comes back?
No? I'll be right with you.
I feel like that. I thought I saw a commercial for like a third one. Like, Robin Williams is back as
the
genie.
What's the third one called?
Ooh, something about thieves, right?
Yes, King of Thieves.
King of Thieves.
Oh, is Aladdin the King of Thieves?
No, his dad.
Oh.
His dad's back?
Spoiler alert.
Back? What do you mean back?
Well, I assume he was there at some point.
I guess, well, sure. I mean, biologically.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something interesting.
Ooh.
Robin Williams is in the third one. His name, according to IMDb, is the genie. In the second one, it's the blue genie.
What?
Oh,
probably because of Jafar. Made to make it clear. Like, not that one. This
one. I feel
like
it's pretty clear it's not.
Yeah, but kids are dumb. Like, what if you saw Aladdin 2 first, right?
Why would you do that?
Because your parents are horrible.
Some people have watched movies out of order. Didn't one of you watch the Star Wars in different order?
Or something?
Something?
It wasn't Star Wars.
Home Alone?
Home
Alone. The Curly's Gold?
I think, yes. Yeah. I saw Curly's Gold before I saw City Slickers.
Like,
I was so confused.
Yeah. How they had to describe him as Blue Curly in the second one.
Yeah. Dan was right that Jafar was a vizier.
Right. Did we ever figure out what that was?
It must be an advisor.
Sure.
Must be an advisory role.
I tried to look it up, but I didn't know how to spell it.
Mm.
I think it's V-I-Z-I-E-R.
That sounds right.
You can tweet at it.
Like, they also use the word in
You got to figure out how to hashtag
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Figure it out. If it's not right, we won't read it.
Well, you could do hashtag rhymes with a brazier.
Hey.
Oh.
It does.
It does. It's saucy.
Yeah.
He did say advisor one or two, I think, just so people like us would be like, what is he? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's definitely a line of explicit exposition.
You are my advisor or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, like, yeah. Oh, bye. Yes.
Yeah, there was definitely some
There's a brassiere in this when Aladdin's being a lovable scamp.
Yep.
And he zip lines down the clothes drying line. Yeah. Ends up with a brassiere on.
Yeah, and then falls into what you and I assume was
a brothel.
A brothel.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Wait.
Brothel.
First of all, he's not ever wearing a bra.
Yeah.
No, he goes through a bra.
Well, yeah, but it's like suspended on him like he's wearing it.
No, it's underwear, isn't it?
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's what a just bra watched. Is. A bra is underwear.
I thought it was like boxers. Doesn't he have like boxers on his head?
Maybe he has that too.
When he lands, yeah. There's like a brief shot
where he's like going down there.
When he's sliding.
Brief yeah. Shot.
Okay. Ah, Molly, you're killing it. She's okay. Trying so hard to enjoy herself, you guys.
I thought you were talking about after he like... No. Comes out of that pile of it's clothes. Just like he's not wearing a bra.
It's like the frame of pornography. In
yes.
Sure.
Whatever.
They've gone very subtle.
Like a legitimate
right.
joke.
Like they'd been told off about the pornography. And it's like, well, at least he's going to have a bra.
Oh, creepo. Whoever creepo is in the editing room, I'll show them.
Like, yeah, some old man who still works at Disney after all these years just like, there's got to be.
Proud tradition. <It's>
But yeah, those are totally prostitutes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that could have been just like...
But he was in like the seedy part of town, right?
A bra and like pants.
Women in that poor tops. Of a neighborhood...
Who are dressed that well.
Who are dressed that well.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that's like bigger and in charge. And aggressive.
That's the madame.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like to think that they...
A boarding school?
That the larger woman is a... Diva singer.
Oh, okay.
And the three other girls are her backup.
The prostitutes and her do sing.
Yeah, but they're not prostitutes. They're backup singers. Right. They are performers.
Sorry.
And
that's their way out of the
prostitution ring.
Poor neighborhood.
Or that just entertainers for the poor neighborhood.
Why are you going to entertain the poor neighborhood? They have no money to give
not?
You.
Why not?
Oh, for art?
Yeah, for art.
How are you going to eat bread?
Please don't crush Beth's delicate memory. She
Fine.
Needs them to be
Fine.
Performers.
There were no prostitutes in Agrabah. Nobody's hands got cut off. Yeah. Aladdin's fake beheading was the only almost beheading to ever happen in that town.
Yeah. You're going to tell me that in a movie that is hitting such Middle Eastern stereotypes as a dude lying on a bed of nails, swallowing swords,
and
snake charming a rope, that there's also not going to be a harem.
Ooh, right.
Like, I feel like those are the notes you hit when you're being stereotypical about the Middle East.
Go down the list.
I like to think that they were going to make it a harem, and then they decided, no, not today.
Maybe they got
Beth Gibbs is going to be watching this.
Maybe people. They got the bra shot in, so they were like, Alan, we already got the bra shot. They don't have to be whores. Fine. They're singers.
Give me that still of the bra shot.
Get the in-betweeners to finish it.
The rough in-betweeners.
That's a credit that's at the end. It's a rough in-betweener.
Yeah.
Which is, we're assuming an animation term?
We can only hope.
Yeah.
That was a delightful song, right? The Scampin' Around song?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all delightful.
One
Can we talk about A Whole New World?
We're already jumping there?
Oh, my gosh.
We're jumping straight to A Whole New World?
No, it's terrible.
It is a terrible song. I am so sorry for you. I know.
I'm sorry for you that you don't have joy in your life. That you have never seen.
Oh, this
world.
Is amazing. I love that you hate every like big hit number ballad from these Disney movies.
This is Aladdin's theme. This is the song of the movie.
I mean, fortunately, there are other songs,
there are other
or
songs.
All the songs would be terrible, because this song's terrible.
Oof. Let's go break it down for me.
It's just discordant and annoying. It's either high, it's a duet with a very high-pitched sound,
yeah.
And also a
it's
low-pitched...
a woman's voice. I know you hate them.
Yes.
Teenager, raspy, weird voice, and
yeah.
They don't melt
He's probably
together
like in his
very
early
well.
20s, right?
And also, it just has that, like, soft rock feel to it.
It was 1992.
It's just gross. I really dislike this song. I'm sorry, guys. I know that I still haven't recovered from The Little Mermaid and disliking whatever that song was.
Oh, that was
part of your world.
Part of your world.
You don't like songs about new worlds.
Oh, that's what it is. You're afraid of change.
Conservative Molly Chase.
You're like the Sultan. You're like the assault in this movie who refuses to change the law, even though he apparently has the power to do so the entire time.
Yeah, this movie could have been like 20 minutes
right?
if he had realized earlier, he's like, oh, I can just do whatever I want on the assault.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay, let me present this to you, though.
And may I just add, she suggests to him at the very beginning, why don't you just change it?
What
it can be
say?
Whatever.
What
and
he
he's
say?
Like, oh, it's a law.
Okay.
Well, maybe he's still under the spell of Jafar. Ooh.
Pretty obvious when he's under the spell.
Yeah, because he's got the crazy, like, brain damage. Yeah. He's got permanent brain damage after that last one, right? Like, he was, like,
rough.
So gone when he was like, you're going to marry Jafar.
Yeah, I feel
so
like
happy.
It's, like waking some up from sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Which I guess is actually fine, but right. The rumor is you're not supposed to do it. Like, smashing the staff while he's under the spell.
Right? That's just like a quick... Rah, like.
Or maybe it's like Men in Black, where the more times you get zonked, the worse it is.
Like he's just got like a soft spot in his brain with no folds.
Yeah, he did seem sort of like a spacey old sultan.
Like, okay, let's consider how, over the years, how often do you think Jafar has been hypnotizing him? Like, for just little things, too. I mean, like, you're going to give me the best cut of meat at the dinner table.
I mean, every day.
Right?
Yeah. It seemed like it would have been pretty routine, but at the same time, like... Why not think bigger on that? Like, why do you need... Like, you've got this whole plan to get a lamp so you can be the Sultan.
Right.
But you can already mind control the Sultan, like, whenever you want.
Yeah.
Like, just, like,
it
just
kinda
do that.
It kind of wears off, though, right?
Or be like, make me the Sultan.
Actually, now that you bring that up, why does he need a genie at all if he already has magic powers?
Well, because his powers are... I mean, as we learn at the end, he's like, it's all hubris. Like, he wants more power. He's just trying to accrue more power.
He doesn't seem like he has any innate power. He's got the staff that does mind control.
Sure.
And then he makes some sort of insane machine that Iago has to run.
But he's, like, using, like, he's using magic, though. Like, he has learned the dark arts of some kind.
Yeah. But he's not great at it. Oh, I guess that goes to our bet of did he have power or not before the genie.
He did.
That's my word, correct. Yeah. He obviously does.
You don't have to, like, the power doesn't have to come from, like, within your body. You don't have to be an X-Man to be a sorcerer. Like, if you just learn how to control these mystical powers, that makes you a sorcerer.
True. That is a sorcerer. He's not a magician.
Like, Merlin trained. He didn't, like, just wake up like, oh, zap, zap, zap. I'm turning everyone into dragons and frogs.
True,
I'm gonna
but
put
he
a...
can't, like, cast spells with his hands. I feel like that's what a magician was.
Okay,
he's got a magic...
Harry Potter.
Oh!
Can't you, when you get really good, can't you not use the wand?
No!
I thought you'd get good enough and not use a wand.
Who doesn't use a wand in that movie?
Don't they say, like, Osseo wand?
Yeah, but that's to the wand. You're just telling the wand, come be a wand for me. That's the
Dumbledore
one thing you can do when you're not holding the wand. The one thing you can do, it's like remote starting your car. Like, it's the one thing the wand can do when it's not in your hand.
Sure, that's one thing.
Well,
so you're saying the wand is doing the magic?
Yes!
You're like, hey, wand, do some magic.
No, but you're channeling...
Then why are there wizards versus non-magical people, a.k.a. muggles?
That's what I'm saying.
Because they can channel wand powers? I feel like... All right, tweet at us. At ToadsRigoPod. What would them magic hands?
Yeah.
I feel like in the Harry Potter world,
sure.
At a certain point, if you get good enough...
Yeah.
You can cast a spell without a wand.
Okay, fine.
And maybe it's not as powerful.
Sure.
Well, wait.
I think we're saying the same thing, though, right?
But Jafar can't do that, is my point.
How do we know?
We only see a very small sliver
of
his evil.
We only see him at peak sorcery for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he just chooses to bring that staff back when he becomes an all-powerful sorcerer because he likes it.
Sure.
It's like the channeling thing.
Okay, so if the genie can't make Jasmine fall in love with him, can't he just use that... staff thing to mind control her? Like,
maybe. Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like we're dismantling this movie for you.
He wants to turn her into like a mind slave?
Maybe it only works for like older men. Like, he's like going senile, so he's got a weak mind.
Yeah.
So he can just kind of go, bizarre!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Jasmine, as pointed out multiple times, she's sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he doesn't really want to marry her just to marry her. Like, he's not. Into her.
Yeah, I'm under the impression he does not like her at all.
Yeah.
Because it takes the parrot to tell him, why don't you just marry her?
He just wants to be Sultan.
Yeah.
That's like his goal.
Yeah.
And then
he's
like
revenge. Well, hey,
like
I can.
Creepy
there's
revenge.
More power than Sultan. Once he realized he can be bigger than Sultan.
Yeah, he's like. He must have just been like. I don't know. He's probably like really. He must have taught himself, you know, as a kid. Like he just like grew up in like a bad home and just like read like whatever books he could find and it was like. Machiavelli's The Prince, assuming that was written already, which it wasn't. the secrets of sorcery or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's probably it. You know, he never really learned about, like, the actual, like, political structure of Agrabah. Otherwise, he probably would have just been like, well, why don't I just marry her and then I'll be Sultan later.
Or how to love. Like, I really feel like his main skill was saying one thing and meaning another.
Ooh, like a snake. He turns into later.
He's pretty Slytherin. Sneaky. I think he's good, though, at being a creepo.
He's great at being a creepo. That dude, whoever the voice was.
And the voice actors. Yeah. Really good at being a creepo.
Real good.
He's got creepy long fingers.
Yeah, the creepiest thing is his hands.
All right, guys. Sure. That's fine.
That's they're like skeleton hands.
Sure, yeah. It's like, it's so creepy that a taller, skinnier man would have just like thin, long fingers. What a terrible, terrible physical malady to show he's a sinister less than.
Yeah, it works. Mm-hmm. It works very well to show.
How do you think he met Iago?
What?
Like, how do you think they became buddies?
Maybe he worked his way up.
The parrot? The parrot worked his way up?
Oh, is that what that is?
Do you think Jafar and Iago are, like, Aladdin and Abu from a different time? Like, they used to be
students. Do you think Iago used to be a person?
I was just going to say that. I think that's probably true.
Oh, because he can speak.
Real good.
The common tongue, whatever.
Yes. Like, none of the other animals speak except for Iago.
That's true. Abu has, like,
parrots
simple...
Parrots, in general, are the only animal that can...
get an imitation
voice.
Mm-hmm. And he's trying to hide it, too. Like, Iago, like, only speaks freely in front of...
Which, Jafar. That kind of suggests that he wasn't a parrot always, then, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, he's hiding the fact that he's...
A magic parrot.
Like, maybe he's like, I pledge myself to you, Jafar. And then he's like, you will be my familiar, and turned him into a parrot.
Oh.
For some reason. I guess because it's easier than just having a dude follow you around all the time.
In
Well, it can reach high things.
Ooh, that's true. It's helpful.
I'm thinking in one of the sequels, he does turn back into a human.
No.
No?
No way. That's crazy pants.
Well, okay, what about at the end of Beauty and the Beast, all of the things turn back into humans?
Oh, yeah. Right.
I buy it. I buy he is a human.
I'm going to search Iago human. It's probably going to show up with Othello, right?
Or it'll just show you a bunch of pictures of Gilbert Godfrey.
My favorite animal was the tiger.
Yeah.
Raja.
Right.
Which apparently means king.
Ooh.
I looked that up. because I was looking up and Google helped me almost immediately, I wrote Raja Aladdin and it filled in for me, is it a boy or a girl?
Great question.
And apparently it's pretty definitively a boy, which is a shame.
Based on what, though?
Well, Raja is a masculine form of the word.
And the voice actor, I think
it's
also
the
male.
Yeah.
Well, but does it make any... that kind of voice actor?
That sounded more like Abu than
It's Raja. Credited. Well, Raja is
it's credited.
Yeah.
At any rate, there was actually some, I would say, strong words in the community with people being very upset that anybody would think Raja was a girl.
Oh.
But I think it's a shame, because if Raja had been a girl, it would have passed the Bechdel-Wallace test.
What is that?
Because she confides all of her greatest fears and is responded to by a named character.
But we don't know what Raja's saying. She could be like, oh, I'm tired of being here. Oh, Raja's like, speaking of dudes.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this about Disney. They made it plain what a carpet was saying. I'm pretty sure we can understand a tiger.
Can we talk about that for a second? The like nonverbal communication from that magic carpet was amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
The tassels. Alone.
Yeah, tassels make little hands.
Yeah, and like, oh, when he walked away and said, like, depression in the cave? Yeah.
Oh,
or like
God.
Half of him just slumped over the other half? That was
so
amazing.
Cute. Yeah.
When you think of Disney characters, you're never like, oh,
the carpet.
The carpet. But the carpet's probably like, well, no. The genie's the best character in that movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the carpet's probably
number two.
Number two.
For
sure.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I might even put him over the genie.
Really? The genie's so fun, though.
The genie is fun. And
but the genie is. Just Robin Williams.
Right. Well, but with, like, magic powers, which is awesome.
Yeah. And the genie gets real.
The genie does get real.
It's his voice.
That's
true. Conveyed a lot.
The carpet's real from minute one.
That's true.
Well, maybe minute two.
Minute two.
Minute one is sneaking game.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, you don't want me. I guess I'll just go back and collect dust for another 10,000 years.
Oh,
ooh, that carpet.
The next diamond in the rough shows up.
Yes.
Speaking of diamonds in the rough.
Boom.
Oh, God.
so wrong.
Definitely a metaphor for Aladdin.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then the big jewel that tempts Abu is not a diamond. It's like a...
It's a... I remember
ruby.
It being red.
Yeah.
I remember it being in a wall, though. And that's not the truth at all.
Yeah, it was
in, like, a golden,
thing.
Like, yeah, statue.
Yeah. But the statue is connected to a wall, right?
I remember being terrifying, but then I watched it, and it's not as scary as I remember it being.
The Cave of Wonders was still kind of creepy, though. Like, when it got pissed. Like, when the cave itself got angry with you and started, like, shouting in its creepy Dr. Claw from Inspector Gadget voice.
Yeah, and then everything sort of melts.
Ew-hoo.
And then it must reform.
When?
Later, right?
Why? The lamp's gone. Or no, I guess the lamp isn't gone, because the lamp gets trapped in there with them.
Yeah.
All the treasure's gone, though, right? Or it's just magic treasure.
Is it? I mean, is it a real treasure?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or is it just an illusion?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably.
Yeah, it must be an illusion. That's how they test you, is like, can you leave here without taking anything?
Right.
Just the lamp?
Yeah.
Then you're worthy of having the lamp.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you try to take it, everything melts.
So is this like a cyclical thing where like eventually, like assuming, okay.
Oh,
so assuming the genie doesn't get him out of there, right? We're just assuming that as far as the Cave of Wonders is concerned, he fucked up.
Yeah.
He touched the forbidden treasure. Screw it.
Yeah.
And just melts all the treasure and collapses.
Yeah.
At some point, like long after Aladdin's dead, will it reform and then another diamond in the rough? Will it be born?
Yeah.
I think
or
so,
something?
Yeah.
That'd be my thought, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
It emerges out of the sand.
Second question.
Oh.
All right. If the genie's had... I'm sorry.
I thought we were wrapping up.
Really? We haven't even... Jesus.
We haven't really even talked about Robin Williams at all.
We have barely scratched the surface on this Cave of Wonders. Are you kidding me?
This is like 10 minutes into the movie.
Oh, my. If you want to go home, just go home. All right, here's my question. Okay, so the genie's had other masters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the cave is designed to hold the lamp. Like, you can only take the lamp.
Yeah.
So does that mean that the genie's last master made the cave?
That's what my guess would be. This thing is too powerful.
Ooh, okay, sure.
It needs to be protected, so only the people who are, like, good of heart can.
Sure, sure. Ooh, yeah, maybe it was like a Twilight Zone episode where like his first two wishes just caused chaos and horrors.
Oh.
And he was like, this is terrible. And he's like, genie, I wish you to create an elaborate magic cave to encase yourself in.
I bet it's like Jumanji.
Okay.
Where it's like, ah, throw it in this cave.
Yeah.
No one should get it.
Yeah, I would buy that. Though.
So the cave already existed?
No.
Okay.
To my mind, the cave was... had free will or whatever.
And, like, made a deal.
And was, like, it, like, went and got the lamp somehow. With
got it? It went and got it?
Yeah.
Ooh, with the carpet.
Yeah.
It or sent out its carpet.
Or something. I mean...
Well, how else could it get it? It's a cave.
Yeah, but it's a magic cave that has, like, a mouth and, like, it can melt everything inside.
Yeah, but the rest of it didn't move.
It can talk.
Do you think it's, like, an iceberg?
You don't know that?
Kind of.
Well, like a glacier.
Scenario where, like, you only see the head, but really there's a whole body beneath the surface.
Yeah.
Well, you think there's, like, cave legs under the sand? Ooh.
Okay, I would like to put this out here, too.
Yes.
At the end, when the bad guy, the
Jafar. Jesus, Molly.
becomes a very evil big genie, right?
Yeah.
And he recedes into his own lamp.
Yes.
Yeah.
When genie throws it, he says... A 10,000 year in the Cave of Mysteries
wonders.
Will chill you.
Wonders.
Cave of Wonders will chill you out.
Right.
Well, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
What was the genie like 10,000 years ago?
Ooh.
Was he speaking from experience?
I had the same thought.
Was he evil 10,000 years ago? Is
maybe.
That right?
Is what I'm saying. And it also means he was throwing it into a place where he knew the Cave of Wonders would be.
Right.
And if it had totally destroyed and was not there anymore, then that line would not make any sense.
Ooh, so you think the genie was like an asshole 10,000 years ago?
I'm just saying that possibility presents itself.
So maybe it was, yeah, so maybe, ooh, maybe it was like, sorry, I'm hitting the table in my enthusiasm. Maybe, yeah, it was like the actual genies of the old mythology who were assholes. Their whole thing was like, you want this wish? Okay. And then they'd twist it and it'd be horrible.
Like the monkey paw.
Yeah. So maybe he was the typical asshole genie. And then the same dude, instead of it being his own, like, what have I done? I mean, it's probably still what have I done because it was his fault, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe he was like, this dude is an asshole. And then either created or befriended the Cave of Wonders.
Yeah.
Was like, keep him in here. This is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, and then he'd
Until
be like,
there's someone who's good who
can
handle this.
Teach him to be good. But it turns out the prison system works. In 10,000 years, you get good on your own. Rehabilitation.
You get really good at impressions.
Yeah, and really good at impressions, yeah.
Oh, because you have nothing to do but watch TV.
Yeah.
And time doesn't matter.
Because you're in a lamp. And magic.
I did really feel bad for that parrot at the end, though. Because the parrot gets sucked, the bad guy parrot gets sucked in with the bad guy genie.
Jafar.
Iago and Jafar. And it's unfortunate because the genie is going to last forever, but that parrot is just going to die.
Do you want a spoiler alert?
It's going to be parrot bones in a jar.
Do you want a spoiler alert tale of redemption?
Sure.
To make yourself feel better? At the end of the second movie, Iago turns against Jafar and actually helps them defeat him. And then they think he's dead. They think that he sacrificed himself to defeat Jafar, but then he's not because it's a cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And that's why he's in the weekly Disney Afternoon cartoon that I watched when I was a kid, because he's still alive and now friends with them.
Yeah.
And Gilbert Gottfried wanted money, or at least would take money.
I now don't think he ever turns into a human.
Right.
Sidebar.
So my point is, the parrot is fine in the long run.
Oh, cool.
In canon, in official Disney canon, the parrot is fine.
That's great. Well, no wonder I was confused about whether he was good or bad.
Right, because he's conflicted.
He just was hanging around bad folks.
I don't actually remember why he decided to betray Jafar.
I mean, Jafar doesn't...
Jerk?
I think he just doesn't treat him well.
That's true. I suppose, especially when he's a genie, he's probably like, what do I need a dumb parrot for?
He doesn't treat him terribly, though.
Right. I think dragging your body into a tiny...
That's true. He didn't have to grab him.
That was really, really rude. And honestly, there's nothing that parrot can do from inside the lamp.
No.
Like, have a friend on the outside.
Outside now, rub this lamp.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was really dumb of him. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of a dumb guy. Again, the parrot had to tell him to marry Jasmine.
Oh, maybe using his power makes them both dumb. Like, maybe it wears him out, too.
The hypno staff?
Yeah.
Like, it also takes away his brain?
Takes away both.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Anyone can use that for fan fiction.
I refuse to Google Aladdin fan fiction. I do not want to know what's out there.
Mm, that was great.
Ooh.
We were right on the things he can't do.
Yeah?
Which is love, more wishes, killing, and back from the dead.
Boom.
Then I guess he does them all in the same montage. I feel like somehow no more wishes is somehow separate from
that.
The
made it almost seem like
established it right at the top, and then he goes on like these are three rules.
Yeah,
that you have.
The more wishes thing seemed almost more like personal choice. Like the way he worded it, almost just seemed like I'm not gonna do that.
Or it's like you get three wishes. That's the rule. So wishing for more wishes doesn't work because you get three wishes.
Oh,
like,
sure.
That's the rule.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think we were all right.
We were all right. Not quite right on the wishes that were granted.
No, I was totally wrong with that.
Doesn't technically wish to get out of the cave. Tricks the genie.
Scamps hard.
Yeah.
And then...
He's a street rat. Riff raff.
I don't buy that.
tricks it out of the cave. But then, wishes to be a prince.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is like an implied wish of save me from drowning to death.
Yeah, he bent the rules. He totally bent the genie rules there.
Yeah, I don't get why... I guess he can't knowingly use powers that aren't for a wish. And the first time he just thought it was a wish.
Yeah.
But it still didn't count.
I guess he could probably like read in Aladdin's eyes like, please save me. I'm dying.
Maybe.
Right?
He seemed pretty unconscious.
Yeah, that's true.
That is confusing because if it were restricted by magic, he would not have been able to let them out of the cave in the first place.
Yeah.
Because his magic wouldn't work.
Why not? Mm.
It needs to be an official wish in order for his magic to work.
It needs to be an official wish for him to do anything to anybody. But he kind of let himself out, and they rode along, right?
He was a flight attendant on that carpet. I really feel like...
Yeah, he did. He wasn't like, all right, I'm going to get out of here, but...
Tag along if you want. No, that was very clear. He was manipulated.
He absolutely was manipulated.
But he has powers.
Yes.
He has powers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not only in service to the wishes.
But then I don't... Yeah, so the question is, why couldn't he just save Aladdin? Why did that have to count as a wish?
Mm.
Story arc.
Yeah, yes. I think just...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's a question about his first... The prince wish, right?
Mm.
So...
Prince... Oh, be a prince, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, he's in the parade, right?
Yeah.
And Abu's in the parade.
Yeah.
And the carpet's in the parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the rest of the parade fake? Like, are those all, like, weird Like holograms by the genie?
I think so, because remember when he's like, duplicate, or whatever, and then he makes a bunch of other genies?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But those are the real kids. Those are the adorable orphan kids that Aladdin gives his bread to.
Right.
Like the...
I mean, the spectators are real, for sure.
Oh,
I meant all the ladies and the horn guys and the...
Yeah, it's probably an illusion.
But like, how... Okay, so I have a lot of questions about the outside of that palace, right? Because as soon as the genie shows up, there's going to be some questions and talk in the marketplace. Because if that parade's not real, that means as soon as Jafar shoves him out and slams the door, the entire city just watches, like, a whole menagerie just disappear in a puff of smoke, right?
He might not disappear. I mean, he might be able to maintain
it. Just hang out
that.
For a while.
Yeah.
I suppose he probably could maintain it for a while.
Or like, we're all going home.
Yeah, that could be, like, that could be just like, thanks, Agrabah, we're going the other way. And then sneaking around a corner and disappearing.
Yeah. Or perhaps more disturbingly, he created all those people.
Yeah,
and
right?
They're now alive camels and brass players and stuff.
Yeah, but what if they like don't actually have like personalities and they're just like homunculi and they just like as soon as the genie's like I'm done with you and they're just like weird creepy like zombies.
Yeah, they just go slack-jawed.
Yeah.
Or they have a real like crisis of where did I come from?
Yeah.
Like I don't remember anything.
Or he didn't create them.
Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Jason
Or he didn't create them. He just, like, used his magic and just, like, summoned them from around the world. And was like, you're in my thrall now. You're Prince Ali's parade.
Yeah.
And now they're just in the middle of another city they've never been to before. Like, what happened? Why am I in these weird clothes?
He returned them.
Well,
I just feel like
he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He does seem nice.
There is, like, a moment when they're on that island when he's like, okay, now you've got the outfit and the elephant.
Right.
Now other things need to happen. And you just see, like, fireworks happening.
Yeah.
Which is probably him calling those people. And then they have, like, a group meeting about, like,
sure.
This is how the parade's going to go. Right. Here's the show order.
Great choreography.
The song.
Oh, they all got to learn the song.
Yeah.
Bring your golden camel.
Yeah. I wish that was an... I want there to be, like, an outtake. Of them rehearsing in the desert. Like, no.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Also, by the time the parade happened, Abu seemed totally cool with being an elephant.
Well, yeah.
He was loving it.
Initially he was freaked out.
Yeah.
He figured out the advantages.
I suppose the power, just the power of it.
He still had trouble with bananas.
Right.
There's
which
that
is...
scene where he's trying to eat bananas, he keeps shooting them in his eyeballs, and then you cut to like a huge pile of bananas.
So did he not eat any of those bananas?
I mean, what is he doing? He has to get the banana off of his face. Just, like, put it in your mouth.
Yeah, right.
He's got that trunk.
He is an elephant, so maybe he just needs a lot of bananas.
Oh, right, okay.
Because he's a larger animal.
So, I just don't understand if you would still crave a banana.
He's still Abu inside.
Well, yeah, but his taste buds
isn't that the whole moral
different?
Of the movie? It's like, I mean, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. Be true to yourself.
Emotionally, he is.
Sure.
But, you know, if you're transformed into a... panda bear,
right.
And you don't have a taste for eucalyptus leaves, you're going to die.
That'd be rough.
You might die anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good trade. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like your taste buds are part of your survival mechanism.
I think elephants eat fruit, though.
Right. They probably eat anything.
It's outside the scope.
I'm going to YouTube that.
YouTube?
I'm going to YouTube it.
Specifically YouTube?
Well, if they do, I want to see a video
I want
of them
in on
eating
that. I want in on that video for sure.
Okay, I'm on it.
Elephant videos are pretty great.
Yeah, they are.
I just watched one of a baby elephant taking a bath.
Oh,
and it keeps
so
just like falling it over in the tub.
Yeah.
Aww.
So good.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the newsletter.
We should also put I think it's a, I can't remember if it's a baby, I think it's a baby hippo who like doesn't know what eating is yet. Like he doesn't get that like once you put the food in your mouth, you have to keep it in your mouth. It's amazing.
Aw. Well, thank you for mentioning the newsletter.
You're welcome.
Because I don't think people know we have a newsletter. It's really good.
It is good. It's great.
Hey.
It's great.
Hey, people. Get our newsletter.
Hashtag get our newsletter.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But if you wanted to, you could go to totesrecall.com and find it.
Yeah,
there's like
it
a button
there.
Right? Or a
fill
in.
Like
subscribe.
You put your, there's a thing. You put your email in, and every month they'll get it sent to you. And it's super funny and... we'll also give you a sneak peek into next month's episode.
Oh, you can be cooler than your friends. And be like, I know what they're going to do before they even...
Yeah. I think we might have gotten all the songs.
I think so,
really?
Too. Yeah.
Arabian, this is what we bet.
Okay.
Arabian Nights.
Check.
Nail it. Street Rat, which I think is...
One jump
or
ahead or something.
Yeah.
Prince Ellie.
Nailed it.
A Friend Like Me / Genie Time.
Nailed it.
A Whole New World.
Yep.
Nailed it.
And then there was a Prince Ellie...
Evil version.
Reprise.
Yeah.
Is it reprise or repraise?
Reprise.
Reprise.
Or reprise.
No. Reprise.
It's one of
reprisal.
Those two.
Reprise.
Tweet us.
Tweet us.
What would that...
What would that reprise?
Reprise or reprise.
Our Twitter feed is going to be so full.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be tweeting.
We were correct in our assumption that Jafar was saying. We did not think that he would just do an evil version of Prince Ali.
Yeah.
Which also, was actually pretty great, I have to say. The evil fantastic. Version was pretty good.
Jasmine did not get her own song.
No.
She only gets to
That's
sing
bullshit.
Into it A Whole New World.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Does the wrong, the object of romance in Disney movies usually get their own song, though? You know what I mean? Like, the one the protagonist is pursuing?
Well, the dumb prince from Mermaids sure doesn't, because he's...
No.
Because he just played that stupid flute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Usually the object of affection is the princess herself,
right?
Who's also the protagonist.
Yes.
So this is one of the rare...
Well, okay. Lion King. Does Nala sing a song?
They sing a duet, right?
Yeah.
Or don't they, no, do they... Yeah.
They sing...
Or do they even sing? Or is it just Elton John
Prince.
In the background?
Prince? No, then what?
Prince? That'd be amazing.
Hold on. He's a king. He's Lion King.
Yeah. It's me, the king. Yeah, me, my king. That's
right. The name of the song is...
I just can't
wait
yes,
to be prince.
Yeah. I just can't wait to be prince.
Yep.
I think she sings in that.
Does
she?
I don't know. Do they sing at all when they're adults, or is it just Elton John, like, his voice, like, traveling through the Serengeti on the wind?
That's for sure. Do we...
What about the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
He doesn't get his own song. He has an internal part of a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, where he reveals his feelings?
Yeah.
So there's just a song that might be a duet that's like, we're in love, and then that's it.
I don't think the love interest ever gets their own song.
Well,
tweet at us.
Tweet us.
Win that love song.
Yep.
You're way better at that than I am.
That was great. But speaking of Jasmine.
Yes.
I was surprised at how strong of a character
Me
she
too.
Was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She still wasn't like super strong.
But
like,
pretty
for
good.
A 92 Disney movie.
Yeah.
I actually, for like a princess, I usually think of her as like the least strong one. Only because so much of her skin is showing.
Right.
She has a lot of midriff happening, and I feel like that's sexualizing her.
Yes.
But when you take her skin showing as a ratio compared to the amount of the male counterpart showing...
Right.
Yes.
It's maybe not as much.
It's at least more balanced than most movies like that.
She was way stronger of a character, and like the whole point of her... Like, she's like, no, you guys, you dudes aren't going to boss me around and decide what my life is going to be.
Yeah, I like that, yeah. I like when she slam-a-jammed all three of them.
Yeah.
And they all looked real uncomfortable.
Yeah. There should have been just big-time collar pulling in that scene.
Right?
They really missed it.
There was a little bit, like, Aladdin had a little bit of, like, a weird, like, cape flutter, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, a little, like, that's totally something that Jafar should have done. Did he have, like, two different tones of skin, or did he just have, like, a weird thing that, like, went up to his neck?
I thought it was a weird turtleneck, but I had the same thought.
Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be. Like, that, I suppose that giant hat probably needs the support of, like, the neck thingy to, like, stay up there, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think that actually wraps around the top of his head.
And then he puts the
hood.
Then he puts the big hat over that.
He's like the Steve Jobs of this movie.
How so? Turtleneck.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
And also, he's an asshole.
Oh!
Yeah.
# Wow, Dan.
I don't think that's
look it up.
Thing.
Yeah,
go watch
go on
Steve
YouTube.
Jobs the movie.
Yeah, go on YouTube. He was a powerful wizard. I will grant you that. But
a techno wizard, just like Jafar, who made a lot of contraptions.
Did he use a wand? Oh, okay. That's my question.
Isn't that what an iPhone is?
A mouse?
Laser pointer? Do you ever use a laser pointer on his presentations, or like a clicker?
He made gadgets.
Oxio PowerPoint.
More like Keynote. Up top.
Oh, right. That's, yeah. Okay. All of our listeners just high-fived you. No, what do you, it's fine.
All the Mac nerds out there.
Okay, let's talk about wizards some more.
Okay.
All right. So, he wishes to be Sultan, right?
Yes.
Here's another question I have of, like, outside the palace, right?
Yep.
He wishes to be Sultan. The genie picks up the palace, puts it on the mountain. At no point was anyone in Agrabah informed what had happened. Like, all they saw was a monster steal the palace and put it on the mountain. They don't know that there's been a change in power. They probably think the genie's in control now, right?
I bet it's, like, a magic thing where they all
just he's the something. Yeah, now okay. That makes sense. You're right.
And, of course, that part of the palace is gone.
Always been there.
Yeah, it's like some 1984.
Yeah, you're right. All right. I buy that. Riff-raff. Straight riff. Okay, second question, though, about magic.
Yeah.
So he does all the crazy... Okay, so the genie turns him into a sorcerer, right?
Yeah.
But then everything he does as a sorcerer is just him using his sorcerer powers, right?
Yeah.
So he gets trapped in the lamp gets flicked into the Cave of Wonders, and then everybody turns back into normal from his Jafar spells. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I also thought that, like why would his spells go back?
Yeah.
But maybe it's like he's not a sorcerer anymore because he's a genie, so he's unable to maintain those spells. Because
nobody wished to be turned into a toy or unraveled?
Right. Sure. Like, he has to maintain those spells.
Sure, yeah,
but
right.
But he's not a sorcerer anymore.
That's a good point.
So he can't do it. Even if he could as a genie, obviously can. He's not part of the wishing.
Yeah.
Are you nodding off to sleep? Or are you just so bored you're trying to chew on your scarf? We're trying to talk about magic and how it works in this 1992 Disney classic.
We're trying to explore our own Cave of Wonders here.
I'd like to explore a Cave of Wonders.
Yeah, that sounded bad as soon as it came out of my mouth. Yeah, okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one who had a problem with that. Because the genie wasn't free yet, right? Like, I'd buy it if he was free and it was like, poof, you're not a toy. Poof, you're a carpet again.
Molly's doing right now what I used to do when I was in high school, which is pretend I was looking down at my notebook, but really I was covering my eyes so I could take a little mini nap.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I wanted to discuss the movie, as is the premise of our podcast.
We only have 4 to 10 more things to talk about. We should talk about... I feel like we haven't really talked about Robin Williams. He's great.
No, we haven't. He is great.
Right?
Yeah.
I loved his performance in this movie. Mm-hmm. I especially noticed that in Never Had a Friend Like Me, there's so many times when he changes his voice.
Well, it's crazy pants.
As he's singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bonkers.
It's crazy. It's so good.
Really impressive, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like singing and doing impressions at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine just like jumping up and down a ton.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like, so fun.
They must have put his microphone in a really big room, right? Just so he couldn't like knock anything over when he's like flailing around.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. No, I meant that sincerely. Yeah. Like, it was very cool. And I was so sad when Robin Williams passed away, in part because of this movie. I mean, not only, but in part. Because
of the magic he brought to children all over the world.
And the sensitivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he, like, in the few moments where the genie's not manic, like, he brought some, like, real sincerity to that character.
Mm-hmm.
It was real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think of if they could have even done the movie with somebody else. Like, what if Gilbert Godfrey had gotten the role of genie?
They tried.
Ain't never had a friend like me! Blah, blah, blah!
They tried.
Really?
With Homer Simpson.
Oh.
And then they brought Robin Williams back.
He was fine.
For the third one.
I feel like they had to write those songs for him, right? Like, they couldn't have been like, all right, we'll have someone who does, like, an insane amount of impressions. Well, I guess we gotta cast someone. I don't know who yet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they're right around him.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know how much of the movie characterization was already in place before they hired him.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they were just like, the genie, he should be silly and fun. And then they stopped there and found Robin Williams, gave him some money, and then finished creating the character.
That is the most reasonable, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
This movie is surprisingly violent.
It is.
Like, in the opening thing, creepy dude who, like, brings him the scarab part so he can find the Cave of Wonders. Like, yeah, I got it. I just had to slit a few throats.
Right?
Like, slitting throats?
Ooh, yeah.
Some strong language.
Not even an analogy there. Like, that dude straight up slit some throats.
The whole part where Aladdin's, like, running away from the guards.
Yeah.
And they're, like, running by street performers. There's, like, one that, like, pulls a sword out of his throat, essentially, and, like, is... I mean, he slit his throat. Like, he holds his throat like
I feel like that was more like a gag reflex, right?
Not like a, oh no, my throat is sliced open from the inside.
I mean, you'd have to be so precise with that, right? And then they run into him.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's like laying on a bed of nails, yeah. And then they jump on top of him. For sure, the pressure is.
So you're saying they're both dead?
Oh, I think they're both dead.
Okay, yeah, just to be clear. But you know, the guards don't care; they're just street trash.
I'd like to point out that we think the absolute best about the performers / prostitutes and their situation.
Right, but Beth is like those guys are totally dead.
That's just reality.
So are the prostitutes. Come on.
I mean, I'm on board with you and prostitutes.
Also, that dude, the throat slitter, like,
yeah.
We basically, like, watch him, like, lose his mind in fear before getting eaten by a sand jaguar or whatever that was.
Yeah.
Who had a pierced ear, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
The tiger?
The cave had, like, a little earring.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did... Someone else. Jafar? Oh, Genie did.
Genie did.
Yep.
Oh. Do you think the cave is just part of the genie, then?
Oh, maybe.
Wow.
He's the...
So he trapped himself?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think he just, like, killed a bunch of people 10,000 years ago and, like, just, like, through his own grief, like, created this elaborate trap to, like, hold him in? Like, I'm too powerful. I have to... Yep. He created his own rules, imprisoned himself.
Molly, you want to talk about this more?
Yeah, go ahead, Molly.
Maybe the cave animal is like Raja.
What do you mean, like Raja?
Because they're both big cats.
Both big cats.
Okay. Oh. Yep, that's the answer.
So you or Gertie?
That was my stomach.
Did that get on the mic?
Thinking about Agrabah.
I heard it, and I have headphones on. Right. So I hope so.
Me too.
Thinking about some heroes.
Hmm?
Euro.
Or hummus. Robin Williams mentions hummus.
Yeah. Which I did not know existed when I was that age.
Ooh, me too. That was another reference that totally went over my head when I was a kid. For
and
sure.
And baklava.
Yeah, I thought baklava was like little chips based on the way the animators drew it. Because that was clearly a rough in-betweener job. Like, just draw a bunch of baklava.
Yeah, triangles.
Now put a frame from pornography in there. No, Alan. Just baklava. All
right, put it for zero on Alan. All right.
I also, as a kid, like, I don't know why this didn't bother me, but, like, I never actually understood all the references to Allah.
But for some reason...
That when I was a kid, that was just a nonsense word, and for some reason, I never questioned it. Like, at no point was this like, what are they talking about? My brain just, like, jumped over those lines or something.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they say Allah a lot in this movie, and I didn't know what that was.
No.
Yeah, I think they treat it really well. It's still like, these are the people that live here. They would pray to Allah, and so these are the things they say, but there's no, like, the fact that these characters are probably all Muslims.
Right.
Is not addressed at all because it's not
2016.
Yeah, because this is a pre 9/11 world where America's not crazy. A whole new world happened on that day.
Oh no, Molly.
Ooh.
Do you think they could even make this movie now? Do you think there wouldn't be, like, just uproar from the Fox News world?
That'd be tough. Like,
I think they could, but there would be protests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
They're shoving their Muslim propaganda down our throats.
Yeah.
Or something. By having a bunch of white people voice the king.
Yeah. They say Allah in this movie.
Ooh.
Ugh, gross.
Sorry, guys.
I feel so sad about this.
It is a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bummer. The... incredible dynamic between humans and their animal friends in this movie.
Yeah.
A lot of animal friends.
Aladdin Abu had a wonderful platonic friendship that's clearly been forged over years of survival together.
Yeah. They dressed the same.
They did dress the same, which is adorable.
Combo.
I loved, there was a moment where Prince Ali Ababwa, the nom de plume, if you will, except he wasn't writing anything. Because he's illiterate, because he's, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Street trash.
Yeah.
Riff raff.
Right. I'm not going to say it. there was a great moment where he's, like, bullshitting Jasmine on the balcony trying to look cool.
Yeah.
There was a great little cutaway that was not necessary, and God bless Allah, whoever, bless the animators for putting this in. There's this great, can you believe this shit look between the tiger and Jasmine when he's talking, where they both are just like, are you fucking kidding me? It was so good. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. This movie does have some meta elements, like the opening narrator talks to the camera, and then at the very end, the genie like lifts up the frame of film, animation, and it's like, oh, hey,
made
it's over.
You look.
And there's like a little serial number or whatever in the bottom.
I remember actually being kind of bummed out at the end of this movie, because when the genie turns into the moon and starts laughing, I'm like, oh, he's back, and they're going to hang out and be friends. But then when he's like, oh, made you look, then it's like, oh, it's just a dirty trick.
None of this was real. Wow. It was all a movie.
That's not how I saw it. I just meant like...
It was just the fabrication of a man trying to sell a lamp.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Capitalism.
Oh, wow, Molly. You just blew the doors off this thing.
What?
It's not that easy. None of this happened. It was just a story of a seller, like a market seller.
He's trying to... make us buy his cheap
stupid ass lamp.
And he just has like some dust that glitters in
sparkly dust.
Make you believe like there must be some magic in there.
Oh, he just has a bunch of glitter in the lamp.
It's like Tinkerbell.
He's probably got a fucking tent full of glitter filled lamps. And we got bought into this.
Oh, I totally bought it.
Oh, yeah, because that character is voiced by Robin Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he sang the songs for us. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This movie is bullshit.
Zero lamps.
Wow, Molly, thanks for not engaging at all and then ruining the movie.
Is that when you checked out? You're like, oh, I get it.
Oh, in the first 2 minutes, that's why you checked out. You're like, it's just a dumb story.
It's like your usual suspects moment. So, I got it. All right, I got it. I'm going to have to watch the movie.
Oh, man.
Everything red means he's dead. Sixth Sense. Spoiler.
Oh, man.
I was like 20 years old. Everybody knows that movie.
Which one?
Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one. Usual Suspects, I've never seen.
Oh, it's a good movie. You should see it.
Don't spoil it for me.
Okay.
Except for you just did.
I don't know.
I don't think so. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Perfect.
Tweet at us with...
Spoilers.
Be like, hashtag sorry, Beth. Oh, wow.
Man.
I'm actually... There's no magic in the world.
Yeah.
It's all just the thoughts of an imaginative capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all our dreams are dead. Thanks, Molly.
I guess we should go back around. And...
I wonder
if anybody's dreams are crushed by our podcast, or if they'll leave us a 5-star review.
Oh, five lamps.
Now it's time for a 5-star review.
What you gonna do?
Ooh.
It's a 5-star review.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So if we had let you sing the songs, you would have been in this movie the whole time.
So, if you like the podcast, and we hope you do, you can go to iTunes.com and leave a 5-star review for our podcast. And we will read it on the show in a voice from the movie or Nick Cage. I'll do Iago.
Yeah! I was hoping for it.
Okay.
Make sure there's a parrot noise in there so we think you're a parrot.
Iago. Alright. Number 14. Towns awesome! Data McGovern, the king of kings! I can't read his whole username because it's too long. It gets cut up.
King of thieves?
King of kings, ..
Thieves.
I don't know. This show is awesome! I just wish they would do it more often. But you know what? Sometimes a little of a great thing goes a long way. Pulp Fiction. Boondock Saints. Back to the Future 1-3. These are the movies I would love to see. Iago.
Did he ever say Iago?
No, it's Evan.
Okay.
So thanks, Tater McGovern, the king of kings,
dot dot dot.
I don't know. I can't. I'd have to.
Maybe dot dot dot's in the name.
Maybe. Oh, could be.
Anyway. I think it's a reference to Aladdin 3.
The King of Thieves.
Uh-huh. King of Thieves.
So it's his dad?
His dad is the King
of
Thieves.
Can you quickly summarize Aladdin 3 for us?
Yeah.
Because I never saw it.
I can really try.
Please do.
They're going to get married.
Finally. Which is
Aladdin
weird because it was
Jasmine.
Implied they were already married
at the end of this movie.
No.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's a wedding.
What?
Does Jafar break it up?
Somebody comes and steals a bunch of things. Turns out it's Aladdin's dad.
Oh. Does he also
Who
steal
knows
the
what
lamp?
Happens during the rest of the movie? Then it turns out the dad's there and is at the wedding. Yay!
Oh. What does the genie do?
The genie's like, hey guys, let's hang out. I don't remember what the plot of the movie was.
Does the genie officiate the wedding?
Ooh.
I'm in a hard bet, yes.
That's bad.
He must, right?
Right, he'd have to.
Yeah.
If you get Robin Williams back, you're going to have him
do some bits
and officiate a wedding.
Side note, it's entirely possible it's not his dad.
Curly's
gold.
I feel like I saw a commercial for it when it came out. It was like, dad?
Yeah.
Or something.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And then it cuts to Robin Williams like, blah, 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 blah. Hey, what happened to him? Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
You know, a bunch of like accents that would be problematic if he hadn't started in the 70s and 80s.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somalia, you gave this 2 lamps, hopefully 3, but then secretly, hopefully 4.
Right.
Yeah.
M. Chase. Let's do it. How many wishes
you were also
get?
Hoping for some genie monkey hijinks. Which were there.
There yeah. were some genie monkey hijinks.
I think the
I had
rug.
Underestimated the rug.
Yeah.
But the carpet was great, right?
Yeah, the carpet was great. Demerits, though, for that song.
Oh, right. my gosh.
Wow. Taking a stand.
So I'm going to give it 3.5 lamps.
Oh.
That's actually pretty good. Sorry. I was expecting you to stay at 2.
I accept your opinion because I respect you.
Aww. 3 lamps. Sorry, that's the truth. I wanted you to still like
your
me.
Respect. Your respect made her drop down.
No, because you'll still be my friend. Mm.
Oh, I see.
Well,
so is it actually just 2 lamps?
70%. I'm bad at math.
It's 3.
What if
3.
I also respect you? Then is it just 2 lamps?
Well, if you still respect... Well, no. No, I think 3.
All right.
I mean, you know...
You like the carpet.
It was very good. And I feel badly that I don't like this movie more. And there was a lot that I saw in it that I was like, oh, I remember that. That's cute. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And maybe I'm just in a terrible mood because I enjoyed Little Mermaid.
Sure.
I don't know. I just didn't feel as much joy watching
it. Well,
it
was just that
it
song. It just sapped the,
I
sapped
really
the fun
hate
out.
That song, though. And it keeps coming back. Like, every time you're like, that was done.
Yeah, it does come back.
Anyway, sorry, guys. Oof. I'm glad we're still friends.
Well.
Let's see. And you gave it a hopeful 4.
Yes. I did enjoy it. It did not bring back the, like, again, like Molly, I will reference our Little Mermaid episode and my experience with that. Because I feel like with the Little Mermaid, I had the base level of, like, nostalgia. Mm-hmm. But then there was, like, a new level of appreciation.
For Ursula.
Specifically for Ursula. And I don't think I had that for this movie. Like, it was more just like, oh, yeah, Robin Williams is fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jafar is a creepy weirdo.
No but surprises
it,
for you.
Yeah, whereas mm-hmm. with Little Mermaid, it was like a revelation of how wonderful that character is. Mm-hmm. Whereas this one is sort of just a reminder that, like, some of these characters are great. Although I did forget how delightful that carpet was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So given that, I will give it 3 lamps. No, wait, what did you give it? 3. 3.5. Okay, so I'm
Maybe
sticking with
I
4
should...
lamps, but they're very dull. They're not shiny at all. Right?
You better rub them to see that inscription.
Ooh, right. Okay, that implies they're full of power. Okay. 4 hookahs that make French fries.
Julian fries?
Yeah. So, like, still cool.
Yeah, and actually real since they happened before
the story
starts.
I'm going to throw this out there. Those are probably worth more in our marketplace now than
sure.
Actually,
lamps.
A hookah that also makes fries?
That would be huge. That would be...
That is great.
Huge.
Like, you, those pair well together.
Yeah, that would make millions of dollars.
Yes.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
It is your turn, Beth. You gave it a 4.5 with hopes of nostalgia.
I still really enjoyed it. I I think the storyline wasn't as fun to me as, like, just the songs. I really like the music in it. Yeah. Whole New World is probably my least favorite of all of them, but I still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Never Had a Friend Like Me is, like, probably my favorite Disney
pretty
song.
Tops. It's pretty
it's
tops.
So great.
Yeah.
And I had a new appreciation for how many accents and different voices he was doing in that song.
Yeah.
I do think I'm going to drop it down just by a half point.
Wow.
I think I'm going to do 4 lamps.
Okay.
Because I on a not named streaming service, 4 stars would be like, really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
3 stars is liked it. 4 stars is really liked it. I can't make words with my mouth.
Because you're so excited.
I'm so excited.
About Aladdin.
4 lamps.
4 lamps.
Great. I also gave it 4.5 lamps.
Yeah.
I feel similar to the positive people at this table. in that...
Oh.
It was great. Yeah, there's like a lot of fun stuff, but also there wasn't a whole lot of new stuff to remember. And I think I must have watched this a lot because there were like so many lines that started and I was like, oh, I remember the next 2 minutes of what's going to be said. So I must have watched this movie a ton.
Yeah.
Music is great. I love A Whole New World.
Yeah? How much do you love it?
So much. So good. But I really like the one jump ahead of the bread line.
Mm-hmm,
one. That one's really fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I've discovered between this and also Little Mermaid, I really like that the Disney songs that have the little asides.
Yeah.
Those always crack me
totally.
Up.
Totally.
Like when she's in her junk hole in Little Mermaid.
Yep.
It's like, well, what's it called? Oh.
Right.
Well, what's a bit of whatever. And then this one, don't you dare close your eyes.
Yeah. Ooh, or like Ursula's got a deliberate aside. Where she literally does the cartoonish hand over the mouth, lean towards my eel henchmen. Yeah, great.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, speaking of asides, though, special shout out also to Prince Ali, where he pretends to be a child and says the word sword, because that is adorable.
Oh, the genie pretends to be.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Swords.
Swords. Yeah.
Aww.
So good. But I'll agree with Beth that the story's not that exciting. Not as exciting as, like, the characters. And the songs and some of the action.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall plot is like, okay, they gotta stop a dude. So I'll probably drop it to 4 as well. But
okay.
4 shiny lamps filled
so
with genies.
With cosmic power.
Ultimate cosmic power.
I really liked it.
Yay.
Great. What was your favorite part? Whole New World?
To be honest, Whole New World wasn't as good as I was hoping it was. Just maybe where that half point drops off.
Right.
I still really liked it.
Sure.
And would have sung along had I not been getting dagger eyes from Molly. And she just kept being like, it's Reading Rainbow.
It is, though. It's like the exact same notes right in the middle there.
Kind of, yeah.
It does.
All
similar.
Songs have notes in them.
That's true.
Like,
hashtag all songs
all
have
songs.
Notes.
Yes,
hashtag all songs. Oh, no.
It does make me sad that I've tamped down your joy.
That's all right. I tamped yours down pretty hard on
Apollo 13.
Who do you even know?
Ooh, there you go. Wait, is that all this is?
It's just the
Zeta. Revenge podcast.
Like, it didn't matter what movie we were going to watch. Molly's just like, I'm going to shit all over this movie if Dan likes it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Totes Recall. New episodes drop on the 15th of every month. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Totes Recall Pod. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. It helps more people find the show. Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan Jaquette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. For more information, check out noisepicnic.com/totesrecall.